we expect to win every game. We expect our players to show the same appetite in every single football match. They pick up points for this club. Doesn't matter if you're away in Talla, away in Oriel, or Turner's Cross, or if you're playing at the Brandywell. The Brandywell supporters, our fans, they demand work, they demand professionalism, and that's exactly where we're working off in this game. UCD aren't coming up here to lie down. UCD are coming up here with no expectation on them. UCD are coming up here depleted. UCD are coming up here with a bunch of kids that haven't played in the league before. So it's up to us to take the onus from that and just concentrate on ourselves and make sure that we perform to our highest levels. And I've no doubt, no matter who we play at the Brandywell, if we play to our highest levels, then we're capable of winning the game.
Obviously, UCD got a victory against Fun Harps. It was their first after 12 defeats. So from that, they're coming up with a wee bit of confidence and trying to build on that.
They have nothing to worry about. They look at this fixture as a free fixture for them. I would say they're looking at the teams down around them in terms of trying to pick up points, but they'll be coming here with absolutely no pressure on them and looking to cause a huge shock. But that is the nature of this league. We've got to just concentrate on the players that are wearing a Derry City kit tomorrow night, and we've got to make sure that the players that are wearing that kit respect and demand performances for our supporters, demand that we get back into this race for that top places in the league in terms of winning our game in hand. We got to make sure that we accumulate as many points as we possibly can. You get the same amount of points for winning in the Brandywell as you do for winning in Turner's Cross. So it's a huge 3 points for us, and it's one that the players all week have been relentless in their training and their approach to it, and it's a game that we should all look forward to.
You're down a few bodies for tomorrow night.
We are, but you know that presents an opportunity for other people. So, you know, like when I look through the squad at the moment, Eddie Delap has a huge role to play at this club. Owen Stokes has a role to play at this club. You know, Conor Davis has a role to play at this club. Darren McCauley's role to play at this club. You know, so there's a lot of players there automatically that haven't had a lot of game time over the last number of weeks, but you know, still have a huge impact to make. So we have a strong group. We believe in this group. We would like to make it stronger. We would like to get more players in, but I'm very, very happy with the players we have at our disposal. Barry misses out, Michael McCrudden's on honeymoon, where he's actually working and regaining his fitness as well. So we're in a good place. Somebody had said this at the start of the season that we would be this competitive, still be in 2 cups, and you know we would have been happy to take it.
Talking about trying to strengthen, is there any sort of movement and possible signings coming in?
I hope so. But we said from the start that, you know, when you come to play for Derry, you have to come to Derry for the right reasons. It has to be the right fit. It has to be the right type of people. As the people that are hungry to play for this club in terms of driving it forward to be successful. So there's a lot of working on behind the scenes. But the one thing that we'll say is, you know, we're consistently working and trying to strengthen. But they have to be better than what we have. And they have to understand what this club means, and if we can get them people in, then we'll definitely get them over the next week or two.
Is it in the distance, or is it the...
Well, it's a difficult one, though. Look, it's a difficult one, though, and the reason it's a difficult one, though, is only 20 weeks left in the season. But as you've seen with the signings we've made already this year, we're trying to build not just for this season, but also next season. So it has to be the right fit. You know, it has to be somebody that's not just coming here to make a couple of pounds over 20 weeks. We've got to make sure that we're bringing in the right people that's going to structurally make us a better foundation as a football club, but also enhance the playing aspect of our team. And as I say, you know, they have to be the right people, and hopefully we can get them over the next week or two.